Chapter 14. The Party. We decided to have a party in the new villa. It was September, so naturally my crazy family decided to call it a Christmas party. We invited everyone we knew. Peasants brought baskets of fruit and vegetables to the kitchen door. Spiro came from town with a car filled with food and wine. Mother made an enormous amount of food because we invited people for lunch, tea, and dinner. Strange things always happened at our parties. At this party, the goldfish started it. My goldfish were a present from Spiro. I already had water snakes in a pool in the garden. I told Spiro that I couldn't find any goldfish to add to the pool.
"Goldfish," said Spiro, "don't you worry. I find for you goldfish."
One day, Spiro came for me in his car after my lessons. We drove up to the gates of a beautiful mansion with an enormous garden. Spiro got out of the car with a can and went to the gates. A man opened the gates for Spiro. They went into the garden, and a few minutes later, Spiro returned to the car and gave me the can.
"Here you are, Master Jerry. Goldfishes," said Spiro. "But don't show them to anyone."
A week later, I walked near the same mansion with Theodore, and I asked him who lived there.
"Oh, the King of Greece stays there when he comes to Corfu," said Theodore.
I had even more respect for Spiro and my goldfish. On the day of the party, I looked at my fish pond and saw that the water snakes were eating one of my goldfish. I put the snakes into a can and went to the kitchen to get some food for my dogs while I thought about how to solve this problem. When I returned, the can was in the sun and the snakes were almost dead. I ran to Mother in the kitchen.
"Mother, my snakes are dying," I said.
"What can we do, dear?" she asked.
"Can I put them in the bath?" I asked. "I think that will help them."
"I suppose it's all right," said Mother. "But please clean the bath later." I filled the bath with cold water. After a while, the snakes were better, and I returned to the party because the guests were arriving. I went to the veranda to look at the table. The magpies were sitting in the middle of the food. There were broken beer bottles on the ground, and there were birds' footprints in the food. The magpies couldn't fly. They were drunk from the beer.
"Jerry, put them in their cage," Mother said.
She was angry with the magpies, but eventually she forgave them because they were drunk. When I put the magpies in their cage, I saw Aleko wasn't there. I hoped he was on the beach. Leslie came home from hunting, and he went upstairs to have a bath and change his clothes. After a few minutes, we heard him shout, and he came onto the veranda wearing only a small towel.
"Snakes!" he shouted. "There are snakes in the bath!"
The guests began to look worried. I went to get the snakes out of the bath. When I returned, Larry was telling the worried guests,
"This house is dangerous. Every corner is filled with dangerous creatures. A scorpion attacked me while I was lighting a cigarette. Magpies destroyed my room. Now there are snakes in the bath, and an enormous albatross is flying around the house."
"Let's have lunch now," said Mother, trying to distract the guests. We all sat down around the table, but several guests immediately jumped up again.
"Something bit me," shouted two of the guests. "That's exactly what I was talking about," said Larry. "Jerry probably has a family of tigers under there."
Theodore looked under the table.
"Actually," he said, "it's a seagull."
"Jerry," said Mother, "put Aleko in his cage immediately."
I finally got Aleko back into his cage, and the guests ate a long and marvellous lunch. After lunch, Spiro arrived. He had a big box with him.
"Here are three turkeys that my wife cooked for your mother," said Spiro.
"Let's all go inside for a drink before dinner," said Larry.
All the guests went into the living room to talk and drink champagne.
Mother had a little dog named Dodo. She went into the garden to find a tree. Unfortunately, there were some male dogs outside, and Dodo came running into the living room. The male dogs ran into the house after Dodo, and my three dogs jumped up to defend their territory.
"Wolves!" shouted Larry. "Keep calm! Keep calm!"
Leslie shouted. He threw the sofa cushions at the dogs. The dogs grabbed the pillows, and soon there were feathers everywhere.
"Where's Dodo?" said Mother. "Find Dodo!" "Stop them! Stop them!" screamed Margot. "I believe black pepper is good for stopping dog fights," said Theodore, "but I've never tried it." "Save the ladies!" shouted Kralevsky.
He helped the nearest woman to get onto the sofa and got up next to her.
"Water is good," said Theodore.
He had feathers on his beard. Spiro heard Theodore's comment and went to get a bucket of water from the kitchen. He returned to the living room with the bucket.
"Watch out!" he roared. "I fix them dogs!"
The guests ran in all directions, but they were not fast enough. The water flew through the air and hit the floor like a wave, wetting everyone in the room. This had an instant effect on the dogs, and they disappeared into the garden. The guests were wet and covered with feathers.
"Well," said Mother, "this room is a disaster. Leslie, get some towels so we can dry ourselves. Let's go out onto the veranda, everyone, and have some tea."
Eventually, everyone was dry and happy. Larry played the guitar. Spiro and Leslie cut the turkeys. Mother gave more food to everyone. Kralevsky sat on the wall of the veranda, telling Margot one of his marvellous adventures. The island was black and silver in the moonlight. The owls called to each other in the trees. The magnolia tree in the garden was full of big white flowers. They filled the garden with a wonderful smell.